country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. All the people of earth who will be blessed through you.
Please bow your heads with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your kindness, your mercy. Please bless the pastor. Please guide him and give him the words to speak. Let your Holy Spirit be with him. Thank you for this congregation. Please help everybody and the people who couldn't make it today. Please help them to feel better. And thank you for this sunny day. In your holy name, amen.
Adventures, our pledge.
Because Jesus loves me, I will always do my best.
Our law.
Jesus can help me to be obedient, be true, be kind, be respectful, be attentive, be helpful, be cheerful, be thoughtful, be reverent.
Testing. All right. Happy Sabbath, church. All right. Happy Sabbath, church. God is good. All right. So when we say God is good, you say all the time, okay? And when I say all the time, you say God is good. God is good?
All the time.
And all the time?
God is good.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming today. Sorry it takes a while for the kids to sit down.
That's good.
But, welcome to our induction, our adventure induction. The induction service is a special time for our adventures every year. I would like to welcome our Valley View Adventure Club. Amen?
Amen.
All right. At each step of the adventure's experience, they learn new things that enhance their growth, like my God, myself, my family, my world. During the adventure years, they develop a better understanding of spiritual things, physical things, and the world of nature and around them. It is into this program that the inductees today wish to become a member. Many of the principles that the adventure strive to live by are illustrated by the words of our pledge and law. Did you want to say anything else? No? This will be our third year for our adventure club. We started at Central Point Church for 2 years, and we move our adventure here in Valley View. Praise the Lord, right? Amen. We have a story about how we started, but make it short. Me and Daniela and Lenya met through VBS here in Valley View Church. And we prayed over the summer during VBS, and The Lord answered the prayer that we should start an adventure in the valley. So here we are. Our first year, we had 27 kids. Our second year?
35.
And this year?
31.
31 kids. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Anything else? All right. I would like to call up Lenya to talk about our altar.
Good morning. Happy Sabbath. Now, I guess you're wondering, what is this thing up here? This is our special altar. As you know, in the past, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Esther, they built an altar. And in our Adventures Club, the Adventures are going to dedicate themselves to God and to the Adventures Club. You are building an altar just like the people in the Bible times did. The foundations of our altar, is built on our adventure law. So as you can see, it's be attentive, be helpful, be respectful. And so as previous years, you can't see it, but we have our adventures names there. And we as a club pray for those names, even if they're not here. And also when we went up to our big conference, what's it called? In Portland, the PUC, we also put everyone's name for the conference to pray for the kids. So this is something that we're asking you as a congregation to remember our club, pray for our club as they dedicate themselves to Jesus as young ones, that they will give their lives to the Lord when they get older. So at this time, we're going to have our new staff come up, and they also will put their names, and then the children will also put their names, and we'll pray as a congregation and as a club for everyone. Thank you.
All right. So this year we have 8 staff? 8 staff. Okay, I want to call up our staff, please. All our staff, adventure staff, let's go. Let's go, guys. We're on the time limit. Okay. Oh, you want? Can you guys come stand right here, please? All right. And our assistant too, please.
Assistant. Also staff, please.
And our junior staff.
Junior staff too.
So if you're a junior staff, come up here. Okay. Oh, you're right here. Right on this side.
I need to say we are so blessed. Take a look, so many people were helping. We start just 3 of us. And that's amazing.
Praise the Lord.
3 of us with 2 classes each.
Yeah, our first year, we had 2 each. Yeah, we were teaching 2 classes at once. But anyways, praise the Lord. So this is all our staff in Adventures, and they're going to introduce themselves. We're going to start with
Lene Kivett, and I'm teaching the Sunbeams.
Who's next? Me? Oh, okay. Okay, so I'm Martha Rosen, and I assist kind of all over the place, but mostly in Sunbeams. Is it Sunbeams?
Busy Bees.
Busy Bees, there you go. I can't remember. Sorry.
I'm Josie. I follow Gabby wherever she goes, and I help with Eager Beavers.
Amen.
Laura Rosenklum, and I help with the Helping Hands.
Sarah Hopper, and I help with the Little Lambs.
I am Noah Lawesi, and I help the Busy Bees.
I am Adriel Morvik. I help with the Eager Beavers.
I'm Regina Alves, and I help the Busy Bees.
I'm Lisa Ramsey, and I am the instructor for the Helping Hands.
Hi, I'm Cecilia Rivera, and I help in any class they need me.
Yes, praise the Lord.
I am Brandy Barbosa, and I teach the builders.
Amen.
I'm Lanya Morvix, and I'm assistant director and also teach the Eager Beavers.
I'm Selina Lawesi. I am the director. Hi, church. And I teach Busy Bee class.
I'm Daniela Hopper, and I teach Little Lambs this year. It's super fun.
So each of our teachers, they come in different churches. So we, Lisa and Deb Brandy, they come to, they go to Sunrise Church. Cecilia goes to Spanish Church, and we're all from Valley View. Praise the Lord. I mean, and we have one more, North Valley. Sorry. We praise God for this amazing staff, because if it wasn't for them, we don't have the club. And now we're going to pray over our staff, and then we're going to start inducting our new staff and our new children.
Ladies, can you come and pray for us?
Okay. So this is our dedication prayer for our adventure club and staff and all the kids, and also the church, because we are all together in this project. Yeah. May the adventures please stand. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you because you show us your love and your grace. And you allow us to work with the little ones in this beautiful ministry where we have the chance and the opportunity to guide them, to teach them, and just to mold them, to guide them through the way you want them to go. Give us wisdom, give the staff wisdom and strength and your Holy Spirit, Lord, that they may feel that you are with them and that they can do a good job for your glory. Bless this church, bless the Adventure Club in here, and be with us. In Jesus' name.
Our first teacher will be Lene Kivett. Yeah, you're going to put your name on the altar. And here's your card. Oh, you got yours. And then don't forget your scarf. So here. Brandy Barbosa. Here's your name. Thank you for joining the adventures. Oh, Lisa Ramsey, thank you for joining Adventures. We're starting the kids now. Okay. All right. Can we get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now I'm going to call up our kids, our new kids for our adventure this year. First, Nehemiah Lawesi. Here you go. You put your name. Shake my hand. And don't forget to shake Pastor's hand. I mean, Pastor, here you go. Here. Lucas Espana. España. Learning. Thank you. Armando Gutierrez. Gutierrez. See, I'm learning, guys. Come on up, please. Armando? Caleb? Oh, I'm sorry. Caleb, come on up. Here you go. Shake my hand. You gotta shake everybody's hand, all right? Here's your, put your name right here. Daniela. Here you go. You gotta go over there. Next one is Alice Gregory. Shake your hand. All right. Here's your name. Put your name on the altar, okay? Gabby Winant. Come on, Gabby. Let's go. Here, put your name on there. Isabella España. Here's your name. And then you can go up there. And here's your card. Here you go. Liliana España. Priscilla Kiterius. Here, Priscilla. Sorry. Here you go. Yeah, that's yours. Allison Morse. There you go. Shake your hand. Here you go. Here's this for you. Put your name on there. Here you go. Right here. Benjamin Carmi. All right, Benjamin. You ready? Here. Put your name up here. And here's your certificate. There you go. You gotta go get your And last, Riley Smith. Okay, all right. Tori Barbosa. Here, baby, put your name on there. And here's your card. We'll give you your certificate after. After. Who's Casey? Are they here? All right. Okay, you guys done. You want to call off the kids? Casey Erivia? Erivia, sorry. Tinley Barbosa. You're gonna go straight, get your scarf, baby.
I would like to call my five helpers to come up so we can go over what our law means.
Be obedient. I will obey God's laws and cheerfully do what my parents and teachers ask me to do. I will obey the laws of my country. Be pure. My body is the temple of God, so I want to keep it clean. I will not swear, smoke, drink alcohol, do drugs, or do any other thing God says is not good.
Be true. I will always tell the truth and never try to decide, even if I may get in trouble for it. Be kind. I will look for ways to make other people happy. I will never hurt a person or an animal. Into an alley, I will share my toys too.
Be respectful. I will be courteous to those whom God put in authority over me, like parents and teachers, and to those who are younger and weaker than me, like little brothers and sisters. I will take good care of other people's property, even something as small as a borrowed pencil. Be attentive. I will listen when someone is talking to me at home, at school, at church. I will especially listen for God to tell me what to do with my life.
Be helpful. I will look for ways to help and not wait to be asked. I can help family at home, teachers and friends at school, and others in my community. I can even help God. Be cheerful. I will not grumble or complain when I don't get my way or when I have work to do. I will remember that God made me, knowing that makes me happy.
Be thoughtful. I will look for ways to help and not wait to be asked. I can help family at home, and teachers and friends, school, others in my community can even help. I can even help God. Be reverent. I will not grumble or complain when I don't get my way or when I have work to do. I will remember that God made me, knowing that makes me happy.
Amen. Thank you.
So this is the moment, the parent and guardian pledge. So I just ask parents that you please stand up. Just now, the parents of Adventures and whatever parent that is there that wants to do this pledge too, you're more than welcome to. And children, can we stand close to your parent? Can we stand close to your parents? You can, if your mom and dad is there, you can go there also. It's fine. After you go to your parents, just remember that you need to come back here. Okay. So every parent has your child there close to you? Okay. So first of all, we hereby declare these candidates to be accepted into the Valley View Adventure Club. And now for parents and guardians, the child that stands before you needs the warmth, security, and love of his or her parents or guardians. The Adventure Club is to encourage you in your care of this child, but not to take your place. Do you pledge your participation in fulfilling your child's pledge of commitment to the Adventure Club? Thank you. And God bless all of us in this journey for this improv of our children. Thank you. You can have a seat. Now we are going to pass the word back to Viridis.
I want to be an adventure.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm telling you, these kids are great. You know what I like about these kids? When I go to the academy, especially the high school part, if I get a smile or a wave, I'm lucky. If I go to the lower grades, hi. But when I go to the adventures and I see them, I'm telling you, I get this. Especially out of one of them. Hi, Pastor! I want to be an adventure, man, I tell you. These kids are great, and I'm so glad you're part of us. Matter of fact, I am so impressed with what's happening today. I'm going to remember you in prayer every day. Yeah. Yes, we really support you. Well, if you look at your bulletin, 6:30 tonight is Vespers. It says Vespers in the Fellowship Hall, but without asking permission. We're moving Vespers into here. We're going to have Vespers here tonight at 6:30. And with the Vespers, we're going to have a baptism because there's not enough water yet. So please, all you people that come here to support the Adventure Club, come and support our baptism and be part of our Vespers tonight. 6:30 in the sanctuary. And then after that, we'll get something to eat.
All right. Happy Sabbath, church. 12:14. I'll do my best. I promise. But you're not getting out of here without the blessing of God's word. I won't allow that to happen. So today, we are going to talk about Abraham. But I want to tell you a little story before. When I was about 9 years old, I used to live with my aunt for a while. And we went to bed like 9:30 probably. And I was so tired. I was really tired. I was exhausted that day. So I fell asleep and I was deeply sleeping. I don't remember waking up for anything. And my aunt, all of a sudden, like at 2 a.m., walks into our bedroom. Kids, wake up. I had three cousins that I was sleeping with, separate beds. Wake up. We have to get out of the house right now. And we're like, what's going on? What's happening? But it was, you know, really scary the way she was waking us up at 2 a.m. in the morning, and we had to get out of the house. And so, this is embarrassing. I was sleeping in underwear. And I had to get up. My cousins were sleeping in underwear as well. And we all got out of the house at 2 a.m. running because there was a house in fire in the neighborhood. And our house was being threatened by that fire. And we had to run probably 300 meters to our grandma's house. And when I look around, the whole neighborhood was out, and I was in underwear in front of everyone because my aunt didn't allow us to get a blanket or a sheet or anything to cover. We just have to run because we have to get out. That was the order we received. Get out of the house. We didn't have a second to do anything else. That was my first experience with a fire. And ever since, I've been terrified of fires. Once I grew up a little bit more, I was like 21, 22, not too long ago, at the orphanage, I used to play at a big, big orchestra in the area, and we used to practice Fridays from 3 to 6. That will give me some time to get to the orphanage, probably an hour traveling before Sabbath, and it worked out for me. It was really nice. Well, that night was raining a lot, and it was really hard to get the bus to go back to the orphanage. And while I'm on the bus, I get this text, your house is in fire. I was like, oh no, what's going on right now? I had everything there, all my college stuff, my computer, and you know, I was just terrified. There was a fire in my house. Again, I get there, and I wasn't allowed to go to the house because there was still danger. They didn't know if the roof was damaged. No one could walk into the house. They put the fire out before it damaged the whole house. It was just one bedroom and the living room, thankfully. I think I can show you probably this work. Yeah, the title of the sermon is Get Out, because I had to get out of the house. Not specifically because of that. Lessons from Abraham's calling. And I'm going to show you a couple of pictures. That's how the house was. That was Saturday morning, Sabbath morning. We couldn't go to church because we didn't have clothes to go to church. We didn't have anything. Everything was destroyed by the fire. That was the main bedroom that was burned. Nothing was left. That was the outside of the house. Thankfully, it was concrete, so it didn't do a lot of damage to the structure of the house. It was easy to repair. And that was my experience getting out of there. Someone in the Bible had to get out of somewhere, and that was Abraham. God called Abraham, and God told him, you get out of the house of your parents, of your country, of the land when you leave, and you follow me. And I'm going to show you something. Let's go to Acts chapter 7, verse 1-7. Stephen is telling the story of Abraham. Then the high priest asked Stephen, "Are these charges true?" To this he replied, "Brothers and fathers, listen to me. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham while he was still in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran. Leave your country and your people, God said, and go to the land that I will show you." So he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. After the death of his father, God sent him to his land, to this land where you are now living. He gave him no inheritance here, not even enough ground to set his foot on. But God promised him that he and his descendants after him will possess the land, even though at that time Abraham had no child. God spoke to him in this way, "For 400 years, your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves," God said, "and afterward they will come out of that country and worship me in this place." We have a summary of the story, what we sometimes call the doctrine of election, where God chose an individual and then chose a group of people to make his plan work. God chose Abraham to get out of where he was living. Why? Because Abraham wasn't living in a place where God could work his plan with Abraham. There were many temptations, idolatry. His family, his father was known, but, you know, he was an idol maker, and he had to get out of that place, that ambient where he was living, in order to complete God's work. Next slide. What do we learn from Acts chapter 7? Number one, that the God of glory appeared to Abraham to get him this call. The God of glory appeared to him. And this is interesting. God shown himself to Abraham. And it doesn't just say that God appeared to Abraham. It says the God of glory. God appeared to Abraham in a way that Abraham didn't have a doubt of who was telling him, "Get out of here. Get out of your country. Get out of your house." It was that. It was God. And number two, he trusted God. We don't have, the Bible doesn't say that Abraham complained, "Oh, but how am I going to leave my family and my people and all the things that I have here?" Abraham didn't think about anything. He trusted God. He got out of that lane, and he went to the place that God wanted to show him. If we go to Genesis, where it's the first place we have the story, we have a couple of things to consider. Now, the Lord has said to Abram, "Get out of your country, from your family and your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And you, all the families, and in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed." And this is when we come to action, because that's why that verse is important to us, because that is a promise to us. Let's see. Lessons from these three verses that we can quickly see. Number one, get out. God is calling his people to get out of certain places, of certain situations. God wants you to let go of things that will not allow you to receive his blessings. What are those things? I don't know it. But God does. And he is inviting you in this morning to get out, to be obedient. We have here in the adventure law, what is the first one? Be obedient. Just like Abraham. God asked him, get out. And he was obedient. He got out and went to the place that God wanted to show him. Number two, love God without expecting any reward. Adventure's pledge. Because Jesus loved me, I will always do my best. Because of love. Because we love God. Because we love Jesus. Let's do our best. And Abraham loved God. If you notice, if we go back to the verse, God didn't promise anything to Abraham at first. God just told Abraham, get out. Leave the house of your parents, leave your country, and go to the land that I will show you. God didn't promise anything to Abraham. And even though Abraham, without expecting any reward, because he loved God, he got out of the place that God asked him to get out. Do we love God enough to do things that may appear not logical or things that we are attached to? And I probably want to quote my wife in her sermon last week. What are you holding on to? God wants us to get out, to love him and obey him without expecting anything. I will be a Christian. I will follow Jesus right now, even if the Bible didn't promise heaven. Even if the Bible didn't promise something else. Just because Jesus came and died for me without thinking about everything he had there, he left everything and came down here and died for me. Just because of that, I will serve him and I will love him. Loving God without expecting any reward. And something else. God's blessings are big. God's blessings are big. Now, we have the promise. We're going to go to heaven. There will be no more sin. There will be no more death. There will be no more sickness. We will have any pain. It's going to be just beautiful in heaven. I don't have words to describe this, how I expect heaven to be, because in that place where there's no sin and no sickness and you won't cry, and if you do, Jesus will wipe out your tears. Man, that's going to be good. I want to be there. God's blessings are big. And look at this. The rest of the verses. Abraham seeks blessings in these verses. Number one, Abraham will be father of a great nation, the people of Israel, a great nation. Till this very day, they are blessed. And they might have problem because they sin. We are all human, and we sin, and we go against God's rules. But they are blessed as a nation. God promised that in the Bible. His promises are big, and he keeps them. Something else. God will bless Abraham personally. Abraham was blessed. Where he went, he probably didn't have everything he wanted, but he was still blessed. He didn't starve. He had wealth. He had servants. He had a big family. He was blessed by God. God promised, and he kept his promise. Something else. God will make his name great. Is there anyone named Abraham here? No one is named Abraham here? Oh, we don't have anyone who's blessed by that promise. But yeah, that's a promise. God will make his name great. Go to the verse. It's right there. God will make Abraham's name a great name. And for Abraham, when he went, if you read the story, probably don't have time, when he went to Egypt and the rest of the places he visited, he was a great person. His name was recognized. So God also kept that promise. Also, he would be a blessing for others. He will be a blessing for the people that surround him. For Lot, when Lot was about to perish, when Lot was about to die, what did Abraham do? Oh, he talked to the Lord. Lord, you know, there might be people there that serve you, that love you. Are you going to destroy them along with those who don't serve you? And then because of Abraham intercede for Lot, then Lot could be saved and his family. He was a blessing for others in his lifetime. Next one. Number five, God will bless those who bless him and curse who curse him. Those who bless Abraham will be blessed. Those who curse Abraham will be cursed. No doubt. God was with him. And number six, and most important of all, through Abraham, all families on earth will be blessed. You and I are blessed today because God chose Abraham. Because God chose the people of Israel. And through them, salvation came to the earth. Jesus was born. And that was the promise that God gave to Abraham. All the families on earth will be blessed. God is calling us today. What is our answer? We saw how Abraham answered to God, but we need to answer today. And I want to ask the deacons if they could pass out the connect cards this moment. God is calling us, and he is also promising blessings to us. That number six blessing in Abraham's lesson, that all the families on earth will be blessed through him, it's kind of conditional. We have to serve him. We have to get out of the place that God doesn't want us to be. We have to stop doing that is probably separating us from God. God wants us to be closer to him, and God wants us to be obedient to him, just like Abraham was. And to finish, I want to quote Ellen White and Patriarchs and Prophets. It says, "It was no light test that was thus brought upon Abraham, no small sacrifice that was required of him. There were strong ties to bind him to his country, his kindred, and his home. But he did not hesitate to obey the call." And I want to address myself now to the adventure staff. God is calling us to serve him. How are we going to serve him? Through being a staff at Adventures. We must obey him. We must obey the call. We must consecrate ourselves. We must present ourselves to God. God, and ask for forgiveness, and ask God to bless us and to be a blessing to others, just like Abraham was a blessing to those around him, that we can be a blessing for our kids, that we can be a blessing for our church. As a church member, how can you answer the call today? How can you show your family, your church, your community, and the world that you today accept and obey God's call for you? He had no question to ask concerning the land of promise, whether the soil was fertile and the climate helpful, whether the country afforded agreeable surroundings and will afford opportunities for amassing wealth. God has spoken, and his servant must obey. The happiest place on earth for him was the place where God will have him to be. The happiest place, the best place for us to be, is where God leads us. And sometimes we don't know. God told Abraham, "Get out of there, and I'm going to show you." He didn't describe the land to him. He didn't tell him, "Look, there's going to be lots of good things. There's going to be land, and you know, the earth, the ground is going to be fertile for you." And God didn't tell him anything, and he obeyed. That is exactly what God wants from us, to trust him and to know that the best place for us is where God wants us to be. And something else, last part. Many today are still tested as Abraham was. They do not hear the voice of God speaking directly from the heavens, but he calls them by the teaching of his word and the events of his providence. They may be required to abandon a career that promises wealth and honor, to leave congenial and profitable associations and separate from kindred, to enter upon what appears to be only a path of self-denial, hardship, and sacrifice. God has a work for them to do, but a life of easy and the influence of friends and kindred will hinder the development of the very traits essential for its accomplishment. He calls them away from human influences and aid and leads them to feel the need of his help and to depend upon him alone that he may reveal himself to them. Do you want to hear God's voice today? Let's obey him. Just like Abraham, when God appeared in all his glory to him and Abraham didn't have a doubt that was God, that can happen with us today as well. But we must put ourselves in God's hands. We must obey him. We must trust him. And he will keep his promise. God bless you all.
Today's offering is for our church budget. Would the deacons please stand? And they're going down the aisle. Please bow your heads. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the adventures. And help this offering to go where it needs to be and to help spread your word. In your name, amen.